Hi there. The word for you today is prepare for attack. In Genesis 39 verse 12 we read, He ran out of the house. Let's observe how some of God's champions dealt with Satan's attack, so that you'll know how to handle it when it comes your way. The Bible says, Joseph ran. The Bible says, quote, Now Joseph was well built and handsome, and after a while his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, Come to bed with me. But he refused. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants were inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, Come to bed with me. But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. Let's notice the setting for this temptation or attack. Joseph was young, single, lonely, and far from home. And Potiphar's wife didn't just try to seduce him once. The Bible says she did it day after day, repeated temptation. Now, when you think about it, giving in to her may actually have helped his career. But Joseph had a very different value system. His character meant more to him than his career. God's approval meant more to him than his boss's favor. After his disastrous affair with Bathsheba, David wrote Psalm 101 verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Hey, whether it's an affair or an online fantasy, pull your eyes away. Lust is like a tiger. Once it's uncaged, it'll prowl through your mind and prey on your thoughts. What it won't do is willingly go back into its cage. So if you haven't looked, don't. And if you have looked, pray for victory and get it out of your life.